Welcome to our series on singleness with Reverend Tim Herbert and Member Care Media. Today, we are going to look at some of the biblical concepts, such as the gift of singleness. Welcome, Tim. Wonderful to be able to speak with you again.
Hi, nice to be back.
Whenever I hear this term, the gift of singleness, I'm reminded of a sermon in which the pastor said that everyone who was single automatically had the gift of singleness. And while he continued his preaching, you could hear an old lady crying. She had been single for her whole life and had never been able to come to terms with it. So for her, that was if someone had just told her that she was not allowed to struggle with this issue. Tim, what do you think the gift of singleness means?
I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about the gift of singleness. And I think you've just very capably illustrated one of them, that it's a gift that all single people have. That poor lady must have suffered so much when she realized she was not able to cope with being single. And actually, that's the truth for many people. And to be told you've got a gift, you feel like, well, thanks, God. Can you take the gift back and change it? You know, did you keep the receipt? It's not a gift that we want. And I think that fundamental misunderstanding comes from a translation problem, certainly in English, and I don't know if it works in other languages as well. But we use the word gift to mean a present that somebody gives you because they want to be nice to you. But we also use it for what is biblically called a charisma, which is something completely different. So, for example, if I have the gift of administration, that doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to be, oh, I'm so happy, I want to go and organize something. It means that I have a capability, which is not necessarily for my enjoyment, but it's for the good of the community. And I think that's the important thing that we learn from teaching on the word charisma in the Bible, particularly in chapters like Romans 12, is a charisma is not there for us, it's for the community. So it doesn't necessarily mean that if we are single, A, we've got a gift of being single, and B, if we have got a gift of being single, doesn't necessarily make it easy for us to be single. It gives us opportunities to use our singleness to serve the whole community.
Well, Tim, I would certainly say that you have the gift of exploring things and seeing them from an angle that I have not seen them before. So what do you think? Do you have the gift of singleness? And what would that mean for you?
I think I probably have. It's not necessarily something that I've always have. It's something that I've developed and worked on. I have met people who have known since they were really young that they were going to be single all their lives, and they've embraced it and they've lived very fulfilling and full lives. I wouldn't say that was the case with me. When I was in my 20s, just assumed that I would get married and have kids because that's what is normal. And in my 30s, I began to wonder when it would happen. And in my 40s, I began to wonder why it hadn't happened. And it was only really once I'd turned 50 that I began to find this fulfillment that I have. So if it's a gift, I've learned it rather than being given it. I find now that I'm able to be very fulfilled in my singleness, but that doesn't mean it's not difficult at times.
And if you were at this sermon that I was talking about in the beginning, what would you have said to this lady at the end who was not able to thrive in her singleness and to come to terms with it?
I think I would have first said that I completely disagreed with the speaker, because I know so many people who are single and yet don't feel that they've got a gift or a talent for it. They struggle with it because of a whole variety of reasons. And I think we'll be looking at some of those practical issues in our next podcast. But I would have gone to that lady and I would have affirmed her in her singleness. I would have done all the stuff that I've been talking about, outlining how the Bible, if you read it with new eyes, actually is very affirming of single people. And read some of what Paul said about singleness and help her to understand that, yes, it's perfectly normal to struggle with being single. That's recognized. And having a so-called gift of singleness isn't going to prevent that.
Tim, I wish you would have been there with this lady. But the good thing is that you are here now with us and for all those of us who are listening in. There is another biblical concept that I feel is hardly talked about, and this is that according to Colossians 2:10, we are complete in Christ. No matter if you're married or not, we are complete in Christ. Can you explain what that might mean?
That's an interesting concept, and we do find this word complete in one or two places in the New Testament. We possibly have a translation issue there as well, because this word is also used to translate full or fulfilled or mature. And so it doesn't necessarily mean complete in the way that we think of perhaps a jigsaw puzzle being complete. It might mean complete in the sense that we have available to us all the resources in Christ that we need. This can be a real challenge to single people because they recognize that there is something missing in their lives. They might genuinely desire to have a life partner. They might really have a hunger to have children, which they feel is given to them by God. And therefore, that sense of something missing is very real and very tangible and goes right back to what we were saying yesterday about Adam not being complete, and yet in some ways he was the most complete and fulfilled human being ever, walking with God and being whole. So I think we need to be a little cautious when we talk about complete in Christ. I do believe that we are. I do believe that we have all the resources available to us that we need to live fulfilled and fruitful lives. This was illustrated very effectively at a singles retreat I ran recently by one person on the retreat who suggested that life is rather like getting a box full of Lego pieces, and everybody gets the same Lego pieces in life. And those are the things that help us to become complete in Christ. So we talk about salvation and justification and fulfillment and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the love of God and the joy of the Spirit and things like that that we could all have available to us. When you get a box of Lego bricks, if you don't have a plan to assemble it to, you make your own choices along the way, and sometimes you may feel that choices are made for you. But the end product is, if you're building a house with your Lego bricks, your house may look very different to somebody else's house, but you've still got the same bricks. You've just built differently. Somebody might have built one story. Somebody might have built two stories. Somebody might have put a long, thin building. Others might have made a square building. But the point she came through to working out as she was grappling with what it means to be complete is that I don't have to look like somebody else to be complete. I am complete in myself with the resources that God has given me to be complete in Christ.
What a wonderful thing to come to feel complete. What I really like about this picture is that sometimes we do indeed feel like there's a hole, something missing. And with that picture, to be complete does not mean, well, you shouldn't feel that hole, but it means actually, you know, you have all the resources available to build something wonderful that is you and that is your life with what you have been given. And that's
absolutely
really, and that makes active again. I think the other way of looking at it is rather passive.
Yes, I find sometimes that people often wait until they've got a partner to experience this wholeness and completeness that they can have in Christ, because they're so fixated on having somebody else. They've lost sight of the fact that they can experience a huge amount of joy and fulfillment by themselves. A very practical illustration of this was that for me, for many years, I have wanted to learn to ballroom dance. And I spent about 20 years thinking, oh, when I find a girlfriend who wants to do ballroom dancing, that would be great. We can go together. And eventually I thought, why am I missing out on the opportunity to do something that I want to do because I haven't got somebody to do it with? And I went along to some classes, and because there were a large number of single people there, there was always somebody else to dance with. And so I suddenly realized that I could have some really good fun, learn to dance, and not have to be bothered about waiting till somebody was around to come with me. And I think that's a very good metaphor of leading a fulfilled, complete Christian life. We don't have to wait for somebody else to come along and help us do it, because Jesus has given us all that we need to be able to do it.
Why don't we give a little homework to all the ones who are listening and saying, what is one of the things you always wanted to do and you're still waiting to do it? So take it and just think about it, how you can start doing it, even without a partner that you have. I think that would be just a wonderful thing to do.
I think that's a really great idea, and I'm sure people will find a lot of joy and fulfillment as a result.
Thank you again, Tim. We're at the end of this program. It's always going so fast. And thank you for shedding some light on a couple of rather challenging issues today. We have only one more chance to listen to you in our next program, in which you will share with us how to find strategies for fulfillment in singleness. Very much looking forward to it.
So am I. Thank you.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.